You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to thank our most recent guest, Don Brown, former alderman from Waukesha, now play-by-play man on the Waukesha South Blackshirt football games kicking off tomorrow night. And Don has been doing Saturday mornings this week in Waukesha. And as long as the weather permits, he'll be at the farmer's market on Saturday mornings. We're excited at Civic Media to continue offering hometown coverage. And that is part of the business model, if you will. If we're not doing it, there's a lot of these hometowns that will not have the local high school football coverage. So looking forward to doing my own little game in Nacoosa tomorrow night, the Paper Bakers. They beat Black River Falls last year. I'm looking for a repeat victory. Yeah, big Kirby, first kickoff man, of game
you,
of the year.
I know you do. You love it, man. I know you love the sports. I know you love the football. It radiates off you just when you're talking about it, even at the high school level, man. So that's super cool, man. I appreciate that.
Well, Matt LePay's not leaving, but up in Wisconsin Rapids and soon in Richland Center, a couple of Badger markets, Badger football and basketball markets, going to have the Packers in Richland Center. And, of course, the Brewers still in a late season. They're in second place. They're trailing the St. Louis Cardinals. But we got a couple of Brewer outlets as well. And most importantly, high school football. We're going to be playing it on WIRI in Nacoosa. We're going to be playing it on WAUK in Waukesha and WXEO, Bull Falls Radio. And we're going to take your phone calls right here at 844-967-2789. Mary Jane from Waukesha. I think I met you on a Friday Night Live event. Welcome, Mary Jane.
Hi, Mary Jane.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. How are you on this lovely day?
Excellent. Awesome. Weather's nice, and tomorrow's high school football, and it's also Friday Night Live. I know the Friday Night Live's still going on in Waukesha. I'm going to be down there next Friday night. But how about you, Mary Jane? How are you doing, sister?
I am excellent. I'm traveling back to Waukesha from Door County. I was hoping to see the Northern Lights last night, which it was a bust. It was too cloudy, but regardless, I had business up here. But the reason I'm calling in is because I am so excited for WAUK and Don Brown and all the black shirts in Waukesha, which I am class of 77, which means I've been around a few years.
Are you going to be at the big alumni tent tomorrow night? I hear there will be adult beverages, according to Don.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't hear that, but that's why I'm racing back. I was one calling to confirm that tomorrow is the alumni night. I believe that is it. And to kind of get any details on that, if we have to be there ahead of time, I figure Don Brown would know. And then just to also... he's probably not listening, but a shout out to my son, who was class of 2016, Waukesha South, and played football. So he's a black shirt as well.
Well, once a black shirt, always a black shirt, Mary Jane. That's what I hear.
That's right. But, you know, Waukesha's whole program, Classic 8, has always been a huge program. And the spirit is there. You know, Waukesha South, the oldest school that we have, and they have a lot of spirit. They definitely have a lot of spirit. And now Don used to watch my son play football. Now I get to watch his son play football.
Yeah, it all comes full circle. I'm excited. My son actually is not playing football this year, but Middleton High School kicking off tonight, and a couple of his colleagues, his buddies, you know, growing up are now starters on the high school team. Hell, one kid in Middleton's being recruited by Penn State and a bunch of Power 5 conferences. Some good young players, Mary Jane, and the success the success of last year's Waukesha South basketball team. And that is a team that, you know, they came from the cellar and over the course of a couple of years turned it around and became a hell of a winning team. Hopefully they'll build upon that success. When Don's referencing a couple of secret new black shirt players, I think he's talking about a couple of basketball players that are going out for football their senior year. That's always interesting. Bring the athletes to the field. Dom, Did you play high school football?
I did. I played a little high school football.
A guard and a linebacker.
I know, on like a 4-4 D. Yeah, so.
It wasn't eight-man football, was it? You know, they still play eight-man football in the state of Wisconsin. I believe Wausau Assumption. I was very, very concerned when I first started doing my prep for the Nakusa game tomorrow night. And I'm thinking, oh, God, it's not an eight-man game, is it? I don't even understand the eight-man game. But they are still playing eight-man football in certain parts of Wisconsin. Very small schools cannot field a full 11-man football team. Right. I think they have 6-, 8-, and 9-man football teams at differing schools.
Man, when I was in high school, we had to play Saturday morning games, like noon games.
No lights.
We did not have lights on the field. And
Why don't the Catholics believe in paying the light bill?
That I was and staying up late and getting up early. It was, you know, Saturday games are really tough. I got to be honest. That was tough to pull off when you're in high school.
Was it the hangover, Dom?
Yes. Yes, it was.
You know, I would pretty much honored the athletic codes. In high school, yes, I did.
No, pretty much. You honored that.
Oh well, not oh, that not oh, included.
Not that one. Okay. So you know, the other rules, you pretty much kind of follow. It's like no weed rule. That one. Oh, not that one too. Wait, how many rules did you follow, Curdy? That'd be a shorter list.
I didn't drink much in high school. I wasn't a high school drinker. I didn't go to the keggers. You know, I stayed away because I was an athlete. And, you know, I already had a couple of strikes against me. I was suspended from sports for smokeless tobacco use. And I was starting to play varsity baseball my sophomore year. And I got busted. And my baseball coach's wife was the typing instructor. Well, I didn't know you couldn't chew in typing class. I mean, it's non-academic, right? Apparently, Coach Craig's wife didn't like it, and so she narked me out, and I got suspended. And
are you disposing of the chew at this point? I mean, how are you? I mean, how does that actually
come on, man? Work? I'm discreet. I wasn't like spitting on the carpet or something. Oh, no,
okay, but you know. So you were discreet.
But at some point, you know, get stuck in your teeth or.
So gross.
Something. Man. I know it's sort of a filthy, vile habit, addiction, if you will.
That, you totally followed all the rules in high school.
But then I quit using tobacco after my sports suspension. I had quit using the tobacco.
Get on the straight and narrow, Curdy. Good man.
I did. And the coach wasn't suiting me up for the varsity game, so I showed him. I quit baseball. I joined track and I started chewing again.
Track?
Yeah, I threw discus.
Oh, yeah.
That was okay. You know, like conference, second, third in conference, but, you know, didn't make it out of regionals. That was okay.
How big of a community draw sports? I mean, you know, the football games. And I remember going to football games when I was like a young kid before I could actually play, as a high schooler. I mean, the crowd was packed. It was big. It was noisy. The band. It was an experience, no doubt. But is that still? Or do you think that is still such?
Have
a
you
draw
been?
It, no, I haven't. I just
have
haven't.
You been? I mean, I'm telling you, buddy. I know. It's been a while for you, and I know you got high school age kids, but apparently you're not school civically minded. Don't go to the high school games, but I might go to Milton's game tonight. First and foremost, they are building out this incredible new stadium. I mean, they've had AstroTurf for at least a decade in Middleton. You know, I played on AstroTurf once in Camp Randall and thought it was the coolest experience ever. These kids do that from like elementary school on. They're playing on AstroTurf. If you go to some of these high school stadiums, I went to a Sun Prairie game, and Sun Prairie has grown into an enormous, ginormous high school. Now they've divided into two high schools, but they use the same sporting facility. I mean, it's like a college stadium. It's a couple thousand, at least you could seat. AstroTurf, beautiful facility. Middleton's building something similar. I mean, there is a sort of an arms race going on with some of these high school football teams. And I don't know how the Nakusa Papermakers compete.
You're going to find out, man.
Well, I am going to find out. You know, but small schools, in 1984, I had the privilege of playing in a state championship game. And I swear to God, the whole town of Deerfield was there. The whole town. Like, they shut the door on the way out of town. Everybody was there. Even the thieves came to the game. You know, nobody got robbed that day, even though the whole town had vacated. And we played against, I want to say, Florence in the state championship game. And I got to assume the whole town of Florence had gotten on school buses and come down. And you go to Camp Randall Stadium, which seats about 80,000. And the entire community of Deerfield was there and the entirety of the community of Florence playing the Division VI state championship, 1984. That's the smallest.
Is that the smallest? That's it, huh?
That's seven. Back then, there was no seven, not then. There were 216, I believe, in our high school.
In the entire school. That's a small
In the
school.
Entire school.
Yeah.
And Florence, I mean, I think that's where big Tim went. Big burly Tim from La Crosse.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I almost want to say he was a Florence kid. He might have played on that state championship game. Man. He was. He was a ham. But anyways, we lost 12-0. But I did get to play as a sophomore in that state championship game. I got one tackle behind the line of scrimmage.
Nice.
So I call it a sack. I got a sack. And I was never more speedy, more fleet of foot than I was on that AstroTurf.
So that was a pinnacle of your sports career?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it's all over now, man.
My junior year, we were like 7-3 and missed the playoffs. And by the time I was a senior and hoping to get recruited to play college football, we were like 3-7. And let's just say the recruiter stopped calling. You know who did recruit me, though, sadly? The University of Wisconsin, and they were terrible back then. You young kids listening, like Evan, our producer, probably doesn't remember when the Badgers were god-awful. I mean, the Packers sucked through my youth. The Badgers were horrible. There was a little span with Dave McClain as the coach. I mean, they made it to like a couple of New Jersey bowl games, and that was like the pinnacle of the Badgers since Vanderkellen in the Rose Bowl back in the 40s. And then Don Morton became the coach. Don Morton, on the death of Dave McClain, Don Morton ran the wing tee in the Big Ten. You knew that wasn't going to work. I mean, it was like he was running an Oklahoma offense, but it was horrible. And the quality of players they got here, no offense, I knew some of those players, but they weren't good. They weren't as talented as the Ohio State, the Michigan players. It was really a terrible, terrible team. So they recruited me, you know, as a really bad high school football player that thought he was good enough to play in college, but not good enough to play at a real college. I got recruited. And Coach Morton invited me to the game, the Iowa game, and said, you know, like you to come out and take a look and see if you want to walk on here. Because they weren't offering me a scholarship.
No.
So I said, okay, coach, but I watched at home. I didn't go get my ticket. And we got beat like 31-3 that game. And then Morton called and said, oh, let me make it up to you guys. So he gave us tickets to the final game of the season. And the Badgers played against Michigan State that day in a snowstorm. And Lorenzo White came to town
and racked up
354 yards rushing, set the Big Ten rushing record. And they wanted me to come and be their middle linebacker, this slow white kid. And I'm like, no. So I went to La Crosse. And I thought by going to La Crosse, somehow I might be good enough to play there.
It's a smaller school, right?
Dom, there were four All-State linebackers, two future All-Americans, one NFL starter that were ahead of me on the bench. I became the equipment manager. And later, the sports editor of the university newspaper. And eventually, I worked for ABC. I got to cover the Packers and the Vikings.
Hey, don't forget about Sports Talk Live, man.
Oh, I originated a radio show. Well, it was a TV show, I guess, on the cable access dial. Came out of the test patterns, 4 o'clock on Tuesday afternoons. And that show existed. Last time I checked, it had been over 20 years in existence. I created something. My kids aren't that old. So, you know, I got that going for me, which is
which
nice.
Is nice.
Sports Talk Live, my claim to fame up until now. That, and I got an interception against Poinette in a high school football game, and I had nothing but green in front of me. I'm running for the touchdown. I got tackled from behind by the quarterback. I almost coughed the ball back to the other team. And that was my greatest high school football moment. Come back. More Devils Advocates. I'll be calling Nakusa Papermakers tomorrow night. It'll be epic.